Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
It was a pleasure to welcome Graham Page as our second speaker to talk about assistive technology at our London Link Day on the 24th of November.
My name's Graham Page, and I work for an organisation currently called East London Vision. Very similar organisation. We have a deck here from what is currently South East London Vision. Eventually, we're probably going to be London Vision, but that's kind of waffle, really, because the main thing to say is that my job involves giving technology advice where I visit people in their homes. It's another service where we're quite fortunate, really. We're quite fortunate in that these services exist, because in a lot of the country, they don't. So when people get technology, they're kind of on their own. However, certainly I found that working in conjunction with social services departments and individuals themselves who receive our newsletter, I know there's at least one person called... I know there's people from East London that are here, and it's, you know, a service that I'd like to see happen in a wider, in a much more, you know, much more widely throughout London and probably ultimately beyond, because there's so much technology, there's so much relatively affordable technology, you know, even things like iPhones, which cost £300 or £400. Back in sort of 2001, 2002, many of you here, I'm sure, used to use Torx mobile phones and Nokia.
Yeah.
Still got one.
Well, if you remember, you typically paid £200 or £300 for the phone, and then you had to pay another £150 for the speech software. Then you couldn't put the software on your phone yourself. Not easily. You could, but it wasn't as... You had to remember button presses and count button presses to work your way through the menus. And then, of course, Nokia kept bringing out the phone every 2 minutes and they kept changing their standards. So it was quite awkward. Now, it is true that they were push-button phones, which for many people was easier. But now, with mainstream technology, certainly in real terms, prices have reduced hugely. Although, of course, there is a challenge that we still have touch phones, etc. I was asked to do a presentation here, and I wasn't quite sure what it was going to be. So what I've done is I've brought along a couple of devices. In particular, I've brought along the new Amazon Echo Dot. Has anyone, I suppose it might even be easier to say, has anyone not heard of or used one?
I've not used one, but I've heard of one.
Is there anyone else who's not, I mean, it's Paul, are you still here? Maybe you could get an idea, just if people could put their hands up if they've not used one and don't know what they are.
I'm right at the back, sorry.
Can you see if people stick their hands up? Would you be able to see who's got the hands up and who hasn't?
I don't know. I think
we've got three.
Right.
Four.
Thanks.
Five. People are putting their hands up. Any more? Any advance on five?
Or has everyone forgotten the question?
Yeah.
That is for a cup of coffee, by the way.
Yeah. And I took a wrong turn because I think I was floggy all of a sudden. I'm going back to the map.
So, I will just briefly, the thing about smart speakers and, you know, is that they allow you to do things like play radio stations, they allow you to do even something as simple as asking the time, what the weather is. I've got one set up here, which is the Amazon Echo. It costs £50 when it's full price, although with this famous Black Friday laugh, which, you know, they've been as little as £25. What I am going to do after, I'm going to give a quick demonstration of it, and then I'm going to pass it round. I'm asked about many other kinds of products. but this is one of the ones that people ask about most, because it can do things like play radio stations, and it can do things like read the news. It can do things like talking. It can. There's what's called skills, which can play talking newspapers. I'm not here to do a full demo of the Amazon Echo, because there isn't really time. But I thought, as well as discussing the kind of service I offered of technology for help at people's homes, I just thought I'd like to say I'm busy, and I really think that the idea of visiting people to help them set up technology or to give them advice is something that I'd like to see happen more, because it enables a degree of independence, and it also enables people to interact with each other. A lot of people go on about how social media isolates people. It's like everything else. It needn't isolate people at all. It can actually bring people closer together, because you can talk, you can get to know people on social media, and then actually even go and meet each other. You're not banned from meeting someone just because you know them on social media.
And today is an example of that.
Yeah. I mean, people wouldn't know. I mean, I don't actually use social Facebook groups that much, because I find them quite awkward to access. I mean, I can access it, but I've given up the will to live. But there are, I know VI Talk works on other platforms, across other platforms as well. So, what I can do with this device is I say it's wake up word. Now, there is someone who works at Pocklington here with the name of the person. She isn't here today, I'm pretty sure. But, I feel sorry for anyone with this name. But because they'll get asked questions like, Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 11:53 a.m.
I don't need to shout at it normally, so my neighbours don't hear me shout, Alexa!
It's 11:53 a.m.
Thanks for that.
But I can just say something like, Alexa, play Radio 5 Live.
Here's Radio 5 Live.
The BBC.
35 and Caroline, it's almost 34. So all
the volume there.
So let's get you ready in the business.
As has been publicised in a lot of places, it was International Men's Day this week, and it's fair to say that men deserve that attention. The psychological needs of men are very important.
Stop.
Is
Paul
set
up?
It is
Paul
set up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot you can do with the device, including buy things from Amazon, which I don't personally do with the device, because I prefer to do it, if I'm going to buy from Amazon, I prefer to do it on their website or in their app, because I've got more choice. But, even for things like setting alarms, listening to the radio, asking for recipes, and say, Alexa, find me a recipe for chicken curry.
Okay, how about chicken curry from Recipedia? This recipe takes 30 minutes to prep and 20 minutes to cook. Robbie. It serves four and is medium difficulty. You can hear the details or hear another recipe. What would you like to do?
Hear the details.
Okay, I sent the full recipe to your Alexa app. Would you like to hear the ingredients, start cooking, save this recipe for later, or hear another recipe?
Hear the ingredients.
Okay, to make chicken curry, the ingredients are 20 grams flaked almonds, 1 teaspoon Flora dairy-free coconut and almond, 15 grams, 1 small onion, finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic, crushed, 1/2 teaspoon grated fresh ginger, 1 teaspoon ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon mild curry powder, 1/2 teaspoon ground fresh turmeric, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 500 grams sliced chicken breast, 300 milliliters light.
Right, so what I can do is I can hear the ingredients. What this skill actually used to do is it used to repeat them one by one. However, I think now you have to say start cooking, and it will then say, add the ingredients, It'll tell you add the ingredients and it'll ask you, are you ready to continue? So you can say yes and do it hands-free. And it's not a bad, I'd say it's for £50 when it's full price. That sound isn't too bad. I know it's quite a big room. Yeah, you can get larger devices like this with better sound. There are lots of makes of smart speakers. And even for those that have seen the old old Echo Dot, which this is, I thought I'd pass a new one around, which has just come out, because people might be interested to see its size. All these smart speakers are generally mains-powered. You can take them. There are ways of taking them around with you, but they're not really designed for portable use, other than, and you taking them a long way from where you live is, you actually set it up. When you set it up, you say where you are. So if you take it down to Devon and set it up in Devon and you've told it you're in London, it still thinks you're in London.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't got navigation, GPS or anything built in. You can quite quickly change it in setup. It's quite useful often for people who are older and just gone blind. I mean, I'm often asked about it by them, because it means that a lot of things like DAB radios are not very accessible. In fact, I'd say on the whole they're fairly inaccessible.
Yeah.
Where you can do things like listen to the radio and podcasts and things like that with these devices. I don't want to ramble on too long, because I realise time's getting late and people are starting.
Graham, I have a quick question.
Yeah, ask away.
Did you skill that to tune in radio?
I just said tune in. I don't have to set anything else up other than connect the device to my Wi-Fi using a smartphone app. That needs to be done once.
Okay.
If you do need Wi-Fi in your house.
Yeah, I know that.
Or you could do like I've done here, because I don't know the Wi-Fi details for Pocklington. I've used my phone as a hotspot.
Yeah.
So, you need to do that, and it's basically a one-off job. Some of these skills that you can install, you have to actually enable them.
Yeah, I know.
But the tuning radio just comes with it, so you just say, listen to whatever radio station, and it plays it.
You mentioned radio, Graham. Can you listen to the TV?
Not through that. There are devices made by Google that I would suggest more for TV. Google and something called Chromecast. Again, it needs setting up, but once it's set up, you can just say something like, with Google, you can say, hey, Google, play... You can play something from YouTube on your telly. In terms of live TV, you can't really listen to live TV with it.
Netflix or something like that? You could
use Netflix. You could set things up to work with Netflix. Say it works, tends to work better with Google and Chromecast. Some TVs have got Alexa control built into them. Thank goodness it didn't trigger. some of them have got these functions built into them so that you can control them by voice. This is starting to appear on, certainly, I think, some Samsung models and...
Panasonic, I think.
Yeah, it's quite complex with TV. Panasonic, LG and Samsung are the main ones. I did hear Philips were doing something, but I've not been able to find out very much about it. It's hard, because a lot of the people in shops don't know about voice guidance, so you go and ask them and it's not immediately obvious. It's difficult trying to buy an accessible TV, there's no doubt. I'm a member of a group called the BCAB group. I think they've changed their name recently to, I don't know, Blind Tap or something. I can't remember what, VI Tap or something.
Are you talking about the computer people?
Yeah, what are they called now? They've changed their name.
The
BTAP or...
Association for Blind or something like that.
There used to be British Computer Station and the Blind. They've technically changed the net, although the list, I think, is still currently called the BCAB list. There's quite a lot of people on there who have been fairly helpful with things like technology and discussions around what's accessible. I'd like to see this kind of information, you know, maybe things like the RNIB customer services people having more info on this. Accessible and radio and telly is quite fundamental, which is why I brought this device along. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 12:02 p.m.
12:02, I'm sure people will be clamouring for their lunch soon.
You're fine, Graham, it's fine, honestly.
What time is lunch?
When you're finished, so it's absolutely fine.
Okay.
You know,
Well, what I'll do then for now, I'm willing to take questions on, I mean, if I took questions on all kinds of technology, it's something, again, like London Transport that we could really discuss all day. Because so many people have phones and they're asked to do things online at the council and they're asked to, you know, they're asked to look up travel information, they're asked about apps. What I will say, going back to earlier, people were talking about apps to know when the buses were coming. Maybe people have their own ones that they use. I use one called UK Bus Checker, which is available for free, and it works pretty well. So if anyone's, I think it's available on both Apple and Android. So it's one that people might want to consider, and it works all over the UK. In London, it works on real-time information, but in the rest of the UK, or in most of the rest of the UK, it works on timetable information.
Can you just repeat that, Graham? Sorry, UK
bus checker.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I mean, there are others as well. Maybe other people have their own favourites. It's useful to know about. It's useful to know about them, certainly.
You mentioned Move It before, didn't you?
Yeah, Move It is one that that's got information. It's a bit of a more complicated. I don't use it for much, but it does have information about weekend works, which is weekend engineering.
Sorry, can you mention that one again, sorry?
Move It.
Move It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As in move it, as in get going.
Yeah.
Move It.
As in deal with the song.
Okay.
Graham?
Yeah?
Out of all this new technology, which is the best one to go for at a reasonable price?
Well, there's two. It's really the Amazon and Google are the main players. In terms of audio now, I used to say that it was much more close, but Amazon are, in terms of sound quality for what you pay, is streets ahead at the moment. Google probably is a little bit more intelligent in terms of general questions, because you can ask these things questions about... scientific facts. I think it should know, for example, Alexa, how far is it from here to the North Pole? You need to know that it's vital.
I'm not sure.
We've got one at the back here that also picks up.
It had the answer.
And it had the
answer.
I think this one got confused.
Which one
is yours?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so there's one at the back here, so it belongs to the trust here. And it did give us... 2,000. However, I wasn't listening because I was
listening. 2,000. Yeah, it's... I don't think you'll get there this afternoon.
Probably not. Graham, I've heard a lot of people use them for spelling.
Yeah, brilliant.
You find them very, very useful for spelling
it
words.
It could well be useful, yeah. I mean, I don't tend to use it much, but, anyone, what word should I ask it to spell? Okay, spell Alexa. Spell ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous is spelled A M B I D E X T R O U S.
Stereo.
Can you talk slightly quieter, then we don't get disturbed at the back as well.
Sorry. Yeah, but do you not want to be disturbed? I have one, yes. Do you not want to be disturbed at the back in case you're struggling to hear the one at the front?
I have one. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. No.
I'm sure it'll be able to spell it. Randy, can you say it's another device?
It is a real
word. Not here with me, not in terms of these speech devices here, not here with me, but I do also have the Google Home. And the Google Home you set up in a very similar way. Google, they are in many ways quite similar. It's just Google's Amazon rival. The differences between the two are quite subtle. Google has a bigger database of information and it probably knows more facts and bits and pieces. With Amazon, though, if anyone uses books from Audible, you can play those, which I can do now, actually. Alexa, play Sherlock Holmes Audible book.
Getting your book from Audible. Resuming Sherlock Holmes, the definitive collection. There's 20 minutes in the chapter in one day, 6 hours, 48 minutes in the book.
Deep intrigue going on round that little woman, and it is our duty to see that no one molests her upon that last journey. I have a spare time to run down
together. We've got a bit of a theme going on.
Make sure this curious and inconclusive investigation
has
no untoward ending.
Alexa,
I confess.
Stop.
Can you do things like book journeys and stuff?
What's a book journey?
Oh, no, I mean, can you book journeys like...
Yes, you can.
You can. You can't book a journey for Amazon, as far as I know. There might be what's called skills, which are written by people, and they're being written all the time.
If you use the Virgin Trains, it's better than just the trains. So if you use Virgin Trains, you can find out train times for future dates and things, whereas with some of the other train ones, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you've got an example of that, Joe, if you know the name of the skill, let us know. Because
yeah, I think it is just Virgin Trains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know about that one, but they're bringing out new skills all the time.
Yeah.
So it's almost impossible.
What about booking flights and stuff? Could you book a flight for us?
You couldn't book a flight for it. I don't think with Virgin you can book a ticket.
No, I think it's just you can find out. I suppose you wanted to travel sort of in a week's time. You could find out the times and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, it might be, for example, that, say, I don't know, EasyJet or British Airways or whoever have a skill that will let you find out about times. These skills are they're like little programs that people can write, and they call them skills that they allow it to do particular things. Like the Talking Newspaper Association has got a skill, so you can listen to local talking newspapers. It can also play RNIB podcasts and stuff like that. Google is currently better out the box than Amazon for playing podcasts. It seems to find more of them, and it does a much better job of allowing you to wind backwards and forwards and things like that.
Like a database.
No, well, it's just because it just integrates more smoothly with podcasts. I mean, and what's fortunate is that because these things are relatively affordable, you could actually even buy two for £100. It still wouldn't be an absolute crippler for most people.
Graham, if you were going on holiday, Apple do have one.
Yeah, Apple got one, but
it's only for music.
Yeah, and it's expensive.
It is.
It sounds good, sounds great, but it's about £300.
Because the Echo and
the last
I heard. There's nothing compatible with Apple, really.
I don't know about anyone else, but most of us, I think, probably have iPhones, and I don't think they're very compatible, are they?
Well, what you can do is you can if you want to play, you can listen to music and listen to any track you want, but you need to subscribe to a service. If you just had, say, an Amazon Echo, you can subscribe to Amazon Music. If you're an Amazon Prime person, which I am, but I realise a lot of people won't be, but it does cost quite a bit of money a year, and you need to have a few deliveries to make it worthwhile.
If you've got iTunes, Spotify, you can also...
Not so much iTunes.
Spotify,
iTunes,
does,
iTunes
yeah.
is Apple only.
Yeah.
But Spotify, so I can
Spotify
say...
Spotify, you can, yeah.
I could say, for example, I don't know, Alexa, play music by the Rolling Stones on Spotify.
Shuffling songs by the Rolling Stones on Spotify.
I don't need to shout at it, I'm just doing so people at the back can hear me, and of course I can just talk quite normally, you know, I can just talk in a normal voice, and it's fine. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 12:12 p.m.
Okay, what I'm going to do now then, I mean, I'm happy to take questions, you know, over lunch and everything else. I'm around for the rest of the day. I know that one of you lives in Shadwell Heath, and you can, you are directly within...
Sorry, can you just listen to Graham, because this could be important for some people.
Yeah, I know there's at least one person here, for example, in Shadwell Heath.
That would be me.
Well, I'm an East... Yeah, I work throughout seven boroughs of East London at the moment. It's only going to get wider. I'm doing a presentation in Wandsworth, actually, on Wednesday at the Balham Resource Centre on this kind of...
Oh, I'll be there.
On this kind of, yeah, it's Carice at Balham who's arranging that. I don't know if you know her details. Do you know where the Balham Resource Centre is?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you've already arranged to be there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What I'm going to do, these devices are generally mains only. As I say, you can make them... There are cases that will make some of the devices mobile, but they're primarily meant to be used on the mains. So I'm going to disconnect this device from the mains and pass it round so you can get an idea of the size of the device. Quite a chunky bit of kit. I mean, you can throw it at someone and hurt them. I'd rather you didn't.
Yeah, let's avoid violence.
So,
unfortunately, the accuracy wouldn't be very good in here, though, would it?
I'm sort of trying to go. I can throw it at you and see if you can catch it.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.